It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click. Hey guys, welcome to the Mindful Click podcast. I'm your host yet again, Jocelyn Jaroge, and I am here with my sister.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you. So good to have you back.
I am glad. Umenitupa.
Manza nimekutupa sana, lakini sasa mashida zimenirudisha.
I know, they always bring you back. By the way, guys, she does keep at her, Josie. She comes back.
She's like the big sister I never had. I always have to go back to her for advice and all those things and tell her all my dating troubles and men breaking my heart and all those things.
Oh, my God.
But, anyway. Guys, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And please don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Let's grow this community together. I mean, it's the Mindful Click. We are mindful of each other, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last episode of season one.
Yay! You did it.
Ooh, we have struggled. That has been a journey.
How does that feel? Though?
Oh, I don't know. It's mostly gratifying.
Mm.
I feel like there's a lot I have had to fight through just to get to episode 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not sure. Even just about the podcast itself, like building it, mm-hmm. but also some things I had to realize about myself along the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to realize like, oh, this and this mean a lot to me, and maybe some things don't mean so much to me as I thought they did.
Yeah.
The mistakes I've made.
Mm-hmm.
The Canero experience I've gone through.
Yeah.
Many others I've also
Who has not? Yes.
I'm telling you, if we were to discuss this, we would go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
The discussion would never end when it comes to Canero men.
No.
Not even women.
Mm-mm.
But even women are there. Have you ever been ghosted, Marcy?
Have I?
The fact that she's taking time to think about it.
I don't know. I have been in a very toxic relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ghosting. I don't know. It's no ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
They have not ghosted me. Guys, if they ghost me, I'll find their pages and text them what I feel mm-hmm. so that I can forget. But they haven't ghosted me. Have you been ghosted?
Oh, story of my life. But let me ask you, have you ever ghosted somebody?
Yes, I have.
How many times, or which one particularly can you remember that you know definitely you felt bad about ghosting them?
To be honest, I didn't even feel bad about ghosting the guy, that
mm-hmm.
guy, because we didn't even have much. Okay, he was attracted to me. I wasn't attracted to him. We talked. And yes, he's a very tall, dark, and handsome and all that.
The typical ooze.
Yes. But he was not my type.
Yeah. In terms of personality?
In terms of... Not even personality. In intelligence.
Ah. You felt maturely...
Yes. I'll be the male that, you know how you can be a man in a relationship.
The dominant one.
I don't
now.
Like that. Yeah. Because now if you say, I talk to the guy for like how many, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I like a man who says, who takes charge. Of course, I will when you just do some small things.
Yeah.
But for him, he wasn't my typical type.
Mm.
So I slowly started to drift away. Then I just went straight.
And you never reached out to him ever again.
And I blocked him. I'm sorry if you're listening to this.
And yet truly, and he has never reached out. Or you blocked him, but he's never tried other ways of reaching out to you.
Actually, we met in a certain event.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a function, a wedding, so we met. And I apologized. I'm not mean. I apologized, guys. And he's happily in a relationship,
ooh.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because if we could have tried working out, it wouldn't have worked out.
So, plus, I feel like you would have compromised a lot of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, which would have led to a devastating relationship.
No, yes.
And eventually you get despised.
Yeah, so, and you don't want that. So sometimes when you tell, you know, these people that you tell, oh, guys, oh, you, I'm not like feeling you that way. I want us to be friends. I will appreciate it. But they're still coming on strong, thinking you're playing hard to get. It's just like, nigga, I don't want you.
Like, bro, no.
No, well.
Oh, yeah, I feel
so that. He was that type. And, yeah. But I'm happy for him.
But the one thing I usually like about you is that you're straightforward. You will tell somebody, okay, in that situation, we cannot give you that flower because decided to walk away.
Yeah.
But this version of you, like, if you don't like somebody, you tell them or you just try and show them. Mizuri. The showing part is really brutal, guys. It's brutal. I'd rather she says it than show. Because the showing part is brutal and it's not for the faint-hearted. Because, hey, these guys are just coming back like a river flowing into a stream.
And that is where you get to know sometimes. Mm. You know, at that point when I acted like that, I didn't even think about, oh, you know, when you're young, you do some certain things that... When you come to think about it, you say, oh, I will have just had a conversation and just disappeared. But I had a conversation with him, but he was not leaving me alone.
So he was just trying to win you over.
Yes, trying to say, oh, maybe it will just happen. I give it time. But you know, guys, when you know, you know.
You know, yeah. And when somebody is straightforward with you, believe them. I have had to go through my own experiences just to believe. You know, I'm the typical, let me just stay longer, maybe he'll change type of girl.
Yes.
I am that typical, and Mercy has been beating that out of my system for the longest time.
No. Guys, let me tell you something. When somebody tells you something the first time,
believe them. Yeah. And even, not even tell you, because sometimes they may not even use words, but believe their actions.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's very hard to hide how you truly feel about somebody through actions. Like, you know, it's easy for you to just assume somebody when you're not feeling them. And you might even try tactics of showing them that you like them, but it affects a point you forget how to act. And then now your true colors will start showing.
True.
Yeah.
True. And how did you feel when you got ghosted?
Hey, wow. We are gonna need some wine, guys. So I have had my fair share of ghosting experiences, and I can't say I'm an angel. I've also ghosted a guy before, but I had valid reasons. The first guy I ghosted was because alikuanga, he wasn't my type. He was a friend with benefits, and I remember he was so addicted to smoking weed. So me nilikuwa najua, like, this guy is just know, for the moment. But then again, he was getting, I told him that, no, don't get attached. Because, you know, it's just casual and I don't want a relationship. And then he started showing me that he wanted me and all those things. And me, I knew this guy is not my typical type for a man I would settle for. Oh, no. So, it left a point in the corner, he's not getting what I'm telling him. I decided to just disappear because that was the only way.
Yeah, I think for most women, it's just that we've told them they don't, they think you're playing hard to get.
Yeah.
So, you just have to disappear.
Yeah. And I felt bad about it, to be honest. And many times he reached out, I also responded out
of respect. Why did you feel bad?
I felt bad because, okay, I think I'm an empath. So I'm feeling his pain regardless of all the things that I know are keeping me away from him. But I'll feel his pain. I'll be like, maybe he does like me. And I know the pain of somebody you like kind of pulling away from you. So I felt for him, but that was it for me. You know, I knew and I drew the line and I was out. These are the people we just drifted.
Yeah.
You know, when you both drift, it's not considered ghosting. Yeah, it's more, you have a common understanding and then you just choose to stay away from each other and that's it. Life moves on, guys. But, hey, 2022. The Lord said that he was going to toughen my heart. 2022, Mercy.
Guys.
It was the year of reckoning for me. I went from one heartbreak to another, to another, to another.
How many heartbreaks?
Hey guys, 2022 was mad crazy, and it was also the year I experienced ghosting at its highest level.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I had been ghosted. How many guys did I that year? Even Mercy told me that that was just crazy for you. That was a lot. Like, girl, you've been hoeing this
one after the other. One after the other. Like, we are not satisfied. Let's just do it. This love must come.
We are like forcing issues. Hey, like in your mwaka nilijaribu sana ta Mungu alikuwa anataka kunihurumia mali. Aseme we have to the final.
And you close the year like with a bang.
I close with a bang with another. Ati, this one has to be it. This one is the one, guys. Hey, hadiyo kijana kaniambia, you know, you have to put yourself first. You have to love yourself. You know, this world is dangerous.
Guys, let me tell you something about Jesse. Did not even know that was like a fling. Was it like a fling?
He was a fling. I think it was a one night stand.
Yes. And you thought like, and it was experience, that intriguing, that
yes,
everything that happened, and you're like, I am up for this adventure, honey.
I'm even remembering right now while I'm sitting here, the images are coming back.
The following day, he's like, what did you expect?
Imagine, guys, I was at work and I was informed by a friend that this guy has a girlfriend, and he even showed me, he has 2 WhatsApp numbers. So one he uses with Snapchat or something like that. I know this is not even making sense, but he has 2 numbers where one, people like me can see like his innocent posts.
The concubines. Then the other,
what? Ntakurusha by the way. Nona yo dirisha. Imagine. But then again, there was this other number where he was posting his girlfriend. So this friend of mine, Aliona, your status, I screenshot. So I could see even the date. I could see the snapshot and all those things. He showed me. He told me that this screenshot alikuwa amechukua usiku. Aliona akakuwa concern. Then akanionyesha. Ati, this is his girlfriend. Ati, I thought they broke up, but clearly they are still together. Guys, the following day, that day when I was told that and I was shown that, I called Mercy immediately. Guess where I was?
You were in my house.
No, before I came there.
You were at work.
I was at work. I went into the work closet. Was it to go in a closet? Yeah, nation.
We have two closets where people go dress and where just you went to cry.
That is usually my prayer closet. That is my prayer closet, my crying closet. So I went there and I called Mercy and told her everything. So I was crying out. Even my words were not even clear. So Mercy was like, how about this? Just come to my place. I did not even hesitate because that was a kazi ya kuina make sense. Nilichukua bag yangu nikaenda kwa Mercy. Tukakapo, tukikas out this guy, tukiongea, she's consoling me, and then the guy calls.
Mm-hmm.
We talked for almost 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy is busy telling me, what did you expect? Let me ask you, what did you expect from this?
Did you expect a relationship?
Hey, I remember he was telling me I need to put myself first, that he has been heartbroken so many times that he doesn't trust anyone and he's not looking for anything. And he denied having a girlfriend several times. And then, mimi ya conversation lena iko funny, because alikuwa ananiuliza, na mwambia ati, mimi nimeona kitu. Umeona nini? Mimi namwambia nimeona kitu. Na najua uko na dem. Iko like, umeona nini na wapi? I wasn't making any sense.
Done.
I was ghosted, guys.
Done and dusted.
I was ghosted. And he never reached out again. But then again, when I look back, I'm grateful that that's how it went down. Because I realize he's not even my type physically. He has a cute face, which is my type. But...
those types, man.
Yeah. And he was a sweet guy. But his sweetness came at a cost.
How about Mr. Dem?
Saddam.
Did he ghost you? Can we say that ghosting?
He did ghost me. You remember?
Yes, he ghosted.
Yeah.
I saw last year you experienced like ghosting from 4 guys.
From 4 guys. Yes.
A moment of silence for our sister.
Oh, guys, let me tell you. And the problem with ghosting is that it brings on emotional trauma. Because there's ghosting and then there's zombing. Now, I feel like with ghosting, they disappear and go completely. Now, like this last guy I was involved with, for him, he ghosted me. Because he completely. Never reached out again or anything. But now zombing is where most guys come in. They disappear and then after like 2 months, they come back.
Saddam.
Saddam type, right?
Yeah.
So when they come back, they expect that you're going to welcome them with open arms, which is honestly an entitled kind of attitude.
Just fuck off.
I know. Like, why are you coming back? Like, if you decided to walk out, plus, guys, get this, most of these men are usually either in a relationship or they're married, you know?
You know, one thing I usually say, it's very hard when you're working to just get a straightforward guy.
Yeah.
Because most people who are coming to approach you are this, they go silver men.
Yes. The silver foxes, I call them.
Yes. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, where are your kids?
I know. But you know, what's the one thing you can say about ghosting that you totally hate, that you know you would never tolerate?
Something I don't know, to be honest.
Unona, like for me, I can say the emotional trauma that comes with ghosting, or rather somebody zombieing you, it's heavy, especially if you had invested in that person for a very long time, or maybe you had something that was growing.
Yeah. Considering that I have not been ghosted, I wouldn't say it. But the zombing part, honey,
it has happened.
How many times have I been in this? I was there with James.
Yeah, you were zombied.
I was zombied.
Yeah,
that motherfucker, guys, will go.
Don't worry, she's still angry with that one. Like, hey, but that guy wasted a lot of your time. Cause the one thing that annoys me about guys. Is they like you, but they don't know what they want with you.
Like, what do you want? I love what he's telling me there, Auntie. Joy? I'm trying to figure how he used to talk. Oh, thank God I've forgotten.
you know, it's funny because you were imitating the guy, like, completely.
I know.
Yeah.
He'll tell me, Joy, I like you right now. I don't know why you keep asking me. I don't know. I like you, but he talks about me with his family. So where are we?
Tuko wapi? Because you kept bringing that question over and over again.
I am asking the guy that, you know, you keep saying we're friends because he was saying we're friends. But at the same time, he doesn't want me to go to on dates. So he confused me a lot. Yeah. I think that's why I didn't give time of the day to this guy. And I'm like, because I didn't want to bring my trauma to the new guy. I didn't want to push that to him. But when it comes to that motherfucker, wherever he is, tegwa mali uko, by the way. And you know what? Uzuri ni haski hata Kiswahili, motherfucker.
I know the pain that she actually felt with that one. Cause
when it comes to zombing and the trauma that comes with it, every time you have to go through it and think about it, and you keep questioning yourself why. And it's not even, maybe it's not about you, it's about them.
Yeah.
But it brings out the insecurity in you. So you start thinking, maybe I'm not enough. Yeah. Or maybe I am this. But guys, let me tell you one thing about this guy used to come back. Like, he will go, he will block me. Tell me how toxic I have. I dated the toxic guy ever.
Yeah.
He will block me, I'll block him, then he will come, create accounts and start following me. So I'll know I'm going to unblock you. Then we start the toxicity again.
Oh my God, it was a roller coaster. Like, I feel like you guys kept going back to that cycle over and over and over again. And it's funny because after such a while, you'd expect that maybe he would actually get a hold on his behavior and change and maybe try growing with you now in a healthy way. But who is James? James decided that he wanted to just continue being toxic to you and you being toxic to him. Because you, the way I know you, if somebody is showing you like they can actually do the game better than you, not the game like sex guys, the game like the toxic, who can do better in this toxic field, Mercy can go higher than anyone.
But at this point, guys, me, I usually see when you go low, me, I don't have time for being the bigger person. I do not. If we don't have an agreement, or you guys, we are not sitting down and talking as mature people, and you're still going down, honey, let me just go to the basement. See na time.